This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It was only a matter of time, folks, only a matter of time before the Democrats decided they're going to demagogue the issue. I saw you got to see these headlines of let's pull up one of them. These headlines on during the time of Wuhan. So I'm just going to read the headlines just real briefly. So Hannity: why is the WHO helping China cover up coronavirus in its early stages? As the first headline. This is a group of people gathered these clips, and this is what they had. I'm going in order. Myers: I voted stickers in Wisconsin now serve as a warning on coronavirus. Kamala Harris: Black Americans are always the hardest hit in times of crisis. Colbert: sadistic for Wisconsin conservative majority to make Dems vote in person today. Colbert to Trump: nobody cares about your hissy fits anymore. Just do your damn job. Noah, Trevor Noah: Republicans unwittingly revealed that vote blocking is the only way they could win elections. Noah: Trump ignored warnings of coronavirus outbreak like it was the check engine light. And there's two more pages of these that I captured, but I just want to give you an idea of the type of stuff that's out there. And it gets even more crazy with Don Lemon. People, I'm just going to do another segment about this in a bit. But I'm telling you, it gets even more crazy when you think about this. So the one I want to start with today is the coronavirus going racist. Kamala Harris says that the coronavirus has gone racist. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's kevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. It's funny, people will come to me: Kevin, I know you got a radio show. What is it? And I go to the kevinjacksonshow.com. Oh, okay, great. Are you guys pushing this out there? Because people, I hear you on the radio. Yeah, I'm on the radio. This is an easy website to remember. thekevinjacksonshow.com. Yeah, go check, you know, if you want to listen after the fact, there it is. So anyway, it's kevinjacksonshow.com. So it's racist now to talk about the first of all, it was racist when Donald Trump called it the Chinese virus. It was racist when Donald Trump said he wanted to stop the Chinese from coming in because he felt like it would save millions of, and I'm not exaggerating, it was 1.2 million lives. And I told you guys before in a previous broadcast that the numbers, Donald Trump finally says, fine, you don't want to believe that we can keep this in check and keep it under 50,000 dead or whatever a number is. I'm going to run with it. Let's go. 1.2 million lives we saved because I did this. And then he got Fauci and Burks to come in and say, oh, it's going to be a couple hundred thousand people. You know, if we do our best, we'll be lucky to keep it under that. Then suddenly it was under 100,000. Now they're talking about under 50,000. And in order for the Democrats to boost the numbers, what do? Hey, no heart attacks, no strokes, no heart disease, nothing. When you die today, you're dying of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, a.k.a. COVID-19. This is all the ruse. This is the ruse. And so none of that's working. So I'm watching clips of these knucklehead, that they call them funny guys, comedians. They're comedic hacks. They're not funny at all. They're writers. Honestly, I get very little humor out of them. I'm not going to say none, because funny is funny. But they're not very funny. The joke is just beat up Donald Trump, say something negative, and that'll be, wait on the punch. That's the punchline. Donald Trump's the orange man. So anyway, Seth Myers is interviewing Kamala Harris. And here's the clip. I'll let you listen to it for yourself.
One of the communities, or you know, what we consider to read is not just how many communities are being hit, but that minority communities are being hit even harder by this. Is there anything to do as far as how to address that now? And more importantly, how to address what is at the root of that, when this does come to pass, because obviously this is baked into society, the fact that every time something goes wrong in this country, it does seem like communities of color are hardest hit.
Well, I mean, it's the least of these. Those who have always been at the short end of the stick in a moment of crisis, it becomes even more evident and in this case, even more fatal. So we've long had, historically, because of a number of issues that are about systemic and institutional racism and just inequities across the board in terms of bringing resources equally in a way that is equitable, not just equal, but equitable. And so you see the disparities based on race in healthcare, economic disparities, educational disparities on the point of healthcare. African Americans, 20% more likely to have asthma, 40% more likely to have high blood pressure. Black women are 3 times more likely than white women to have lupus, which is an autoimmune disease. Sickle cell anemia, of any kind of respiratory illness or virus can be lethal in proportion to those who have sickle cell anemia. So what we are seeing is all of that coupled with a lack of resources in those communities where people of color and poor people live just exasperates what was a pre-existing disparity. But this is a moment where we can actually think about how we structurally and systemically improve these systems. One of the things I've been calling for is that
I'm just amazed by this clip. I'm amazed by it. I'm not kidding you. If you ever want to come back and listen to the podcast, this is the segment you want to listen to. Because let me explain. You have Seth Meyers saying that how many communities are being hit? He's talking about communities. Different communities of people within America. He says, but the minority communities are being hit because of that, meaning the Wuhan virus. And he says, it's baked into society. Every time something goes wrong, communities of color are hit. And hit harder is what he's implying. And what cracks me up is the inherent racism in that comment. That look, I've said it before. If America sneezes, the black America gets pneumonia. But what I'm telling you is not because of systematic racism or whatever. It's because of systematic oppression by Democrats and systematic ignorance that Democrats make pervasive in the black community. But as a whole, no, not true. As a whole, not true at all. And so he's setting up Kamala Harris with this racist premise that, and it is racist in the sense that Democrats are the ones who do this. And Kamala Harris goes on and she effectively she's like, oh yeah, you're right, Seth. You're exactly right. I'm not going to have time to cover this because I think we're at the end. I got to take a break, but we'll be back. I want to cover this some more. The unwitting racism of Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Was it at a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I played a clip in the previous segment of Seth Meyers and Kamala Harris, and Meyers essentially sets Kamala Harris up by saying, hey, this Chinese Wuhan virus highlights how bad things are in the black community. And he says, how many communities are being hit? All the communities are being hit by this Chinese Wuhan virus. But he says, but particularly the communities of color get hit the hardest. Now, when he talks about communities, what's he talking about? He's talking about LGBT. He's talking about blacks. He's talking about Latinos. He's talking about women. You know, those are the communities, these special interest communities. But guess who gets hit the hardest? Blacks and Latinos. I don't know. Is the Chinese Wuhan, you know, I'm trying to figure out who it's killing. Because he's explained all that, everything that he's talking about points to the rounding up of minorities, putting them into these so-called communities, and then getting upset that something happens in the community. The very thing that these people create. It's infuriating that they don't get it, but that's okay. I'm not gonna dwell on it. So then, Kamala Harris comes out and says, yes, it's more fatal in the black community. She doubles down. Now, I want you to understand, folks, we're talking about decades of Democrats controlling every aspect of what happens in the, quote, black community. If you want a population center of blacks, I'm going to tell you where you go. You go to a city run by Democrats, and in particular, run by black Democrats. If you want to see a lot of blacks together, that's what they do. And what will happen is you get all these black folks together, and eventually they say, we want people to look like us in charge. We want a black mayor. Houston, Texas, black mayor. Chicago, Illinois, black mayor. You get enough blacks together, they want a black mayor, black people leading black folks. And so all these things, all this, she talked about, oh my goodness, it's systematic, it's institutional racism, racism based in healthcare. Who's running the healthcare system in these big cities? Is it Republicans? Is it conservatives? No, it's people that think like them. That's who's running it. Who's running the education system? Whatever lack of information black people have, and, well, black people can't get a voter ID. Why? You're the one educating them. You're the one training them on how to do it. Why can't they get an ID? Do you understand what I'm saying? All you got to do is pose that question. Well, where are most black people located? In cities run by Democrats. In many cases, run by black Democrats. If a black person can't get an ID, you're going to blame a Republican? Oh, they don't want them to have voter ID. Well, I would venture to say you don't want them to have voter ID. Black people can't get access to good health care. Why? They're in cities run by Democrats, typically run by black Democrats. Why can't they get adequate health care? Why can't they get adequate schools? Why can't they get adequate jobs? All points to the Democrats. Systematic racism. And she goes on, it's the disparities in race and in health care. And then she goes on to talk about freaking sickle cell. You know how many black people have sickle cell? Not enough to, I'm not trying to downplay the disease itself, but the number of blacks that have sickle cell is so small to even bring it up is ridiculous. Oh, black people have more heart disease, they have more this or that. Whose fault is it? You think it's genetic? Yeah, do genetics play some role? Absolutely. But first of all, Kamala, you are not all black. Many of these other people are not all whatever. They have other genes. We've mutated beyond. Kevin, you're if you have black blood, you're likely to have sickle cell. I'm as likely to have sickle cell as, you know, Bob Jehimini down the street. It's insane. Black women are more likely to, they give you all the statistics. They have lupus at three times this or that. They have the, hey, here's one. Black women have abortions at three times the rate of white women. What's the cause of that? What is that, the Chinese Wuhan virus? What is it? It's amazing. You know, who knew that this Chinese Wuhan virus would kill more minorities than anybody else? No, really. Who knew? No, really. Who knew? Who knew? WHO, the World Health Organization. Speaking of who, has anybody noticed that name? Dr. Wong Hu. Maybe he's the reason. It's an Asian dude who really doesn't like black people. That's why he's doing it. He's killing black folks with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. But let's just go with their stuff for a minute, because I know I'm getting silly. But let's just go with what they're saying, that this is killing people, you know, of color, and it's targeting all these folks. Well, I would ask this question. Italy's had a lot of deaths. It's had a lot of deaths from the Chinese Wuhan virus. Is it only killing the black people in Italy? I'm just curious. Who is it killing in Italy? Is it killing Italians or is it killing black folks? Because I would really like to see how this disease is so targeted. What Kamala Harris is trying to tell you is that people that have these underlying illnesses, that when Chinese Wuhan comes, it's systematically attacking black folks and singling us out. But what Kamala Harris won't tell you is the flu does the same thing. But see, the flu isn't sexy. It's not COVID-19. It's not coronavirus. And here's the most least sexy thing about it. It happens during the time of any presidency. What makes coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19, a.k.a. the real name for it, the Chinese Wuhan virus, sexy, is it happened during the time of Trump. That's what makes it sexy. That's what makes it marketable, is it happened during the time of Trump. And these knucklehead leftists like Seth Meyers, who want you to believe that something is targeting blacks. Let me tell you what's targeting blacks. No matter what disease it hits, it targets black folks because we are not taking good care of ourselves. That has nothing to do with white people. It has more to do with a lifestyle. The lifestyle that black folks are saying, I want to live in the big city. I want to live around my own people. I want to be ruled by my own people, etc. And all of the institutional things, anything that would make the coronavirus go and target black folks is because of black folks. It's because of Democrats and it, or it's because of the combination of the two, black Democrats. That is the only connection between the coronavirus and black people. And yet, we have people rationalizing it. Kamala Harris and Seth Meyers, and even Dr. Sanjay Gupta said there was a correlation between the Chinese Wuhan virus and black people dying. Yeah. What's the correlation? That it's happening to everybody? If when the Chinese Wuhan virus in China is killing only black people in China, then you can make that correlation. Because last time I checked, the Wuhan virus in China was killing Chinese, not blacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no one should be playing politics with a coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. Speaking at a virtual town hall at the Pentagon, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley has a warning for countries who may try to take advantage of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
And I wouldn't want any mixed messages going out there to any adversaries that think they can take advantage of an opportunity, if you will, at a time of crisis. That would be a terrible and tragic mistake if they thought that.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cases, 47 million. Visits to the doctor, 22 million. Hospitalizations, 565,000. Deaths, 49,000. Oh, my goodness. The Wuhan... Oh, wait. Sorry. That was the seasonal flu. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Yeah, so it's funny. H1N1, seasonal flu, etc. Revising of the numbers, blah, blah, blah. The old dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Guess what? China reopened its wet markets. That's supposedly where all this occurred. It occurred because somebody ate bat soup. I think it was bat soup, right? Yeah, bat soup, and that was the beginning, the epicenter of the dreaded Wuhan virus that is now infected millions of people worldwide, killed thousands of people, and it is considered a pandemic. Anyway, apparently the Chinese believe things have improved enough that they can go back to, you know, business as usual, faster than the United States. But hey, China is China. Steeped in tradition. And I'm going to tell you something. Having lived there and being very familiar with the culture as a martial artist and a studier of the various art forms of the martial type there in China, I will tell you it's a different culture. It is a very different culture. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. It's thekevinjacksonshow.com. Thanks for being a part of what I do. Thanks for us being able to come out here and understand what's happening with all of these things that are involving your lives. Quarantine, lockdown. There was some humor that I got. I got an email. This is funny stuff. I don't know who wrote some of this, but it was good stuff. I talked about it a little bit because I talked about, you know, if you live with a liberal woman, you're going to wake up with a dude after about 2 weeks. You're going to go, dude, what are you doing in my house? And the chick's going to be like, honey, it's me. And you're going to go, no, it isn't. You look like Ernest Borgnine. Or, yeah, that's an old reference for you youngsters. I know my producers have finally, did you guys finally look up Ernest Borgnine? He's not an attractive man. I mean, in his own way, maybe he's got that man. So you never know what people think about folks, right? But he was not considered an attractive dude. Okay, Steve Buscemi. You're going to wake up and look like Steve Buscemi. How about that? Or Zach Galifianakis or whatever the dude's name is. I love this one because I predicted, I said that many people that are at home and sequestered, they can't go to the gym, and, you know, if you're on total lockdown where you can't even bike, I guess there's people on these Pelotons, you know, doing their thing, yang, 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 yang. Those people, I don't want to put them in the categories, but the people that have to be part of a, you know, here you are on the scale as you're biking, and you're like, okay, I'm going to beat Ted. I can see his name up there. Because my mom goes to Orange Theory, my play mom, Mary. She goes to Orange Theory, and she's like, son, I'm beating those men up there. You know, she's all proud. Because they put your name up there, and you can see who you're outdistancing and stuff. I would just be taking a leisurely stroll. Anyway, these people are not working out. They're getting chubby. Let's face it, I joked and said, one thing that is for sure, we might be missing toilet paper, but we ain't missing any meals because you people are getting fat. I've Skyped with family and went, Eric, come on, man. Hey, cuz, yeah, man, this lockdown got me. I can't work out like you were working out before. You know, you get surprised at how much weight you lose just moving around and just being active. You burn, what, 1,000, 1,200 calories being active. Everything over 1,200 calories goes into your buttocks, into your belly, you know, that cortisol, whatever, that cortic, you know, that middle area there. But if you can get your diet down to 1,200, you can start dropping a little weight. But no. Some of you, as this thing suggests, need to practice social distancing from your refrigerators. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you're packing it on. All right. What was the next one? Still haven't decided where to go for Easter? The living room or the bedroom? I don't think that one's quite as funny. Here's a PSA. Every few days, try your jeans on just to make sure they fit. Pajamas will have you believe that all is well in the kingdom. It goes back to number one and me talking about you being lazy. You know, I get on that bike. Let me just tell you guys a little inside baseball. I got to go get a hernia surgery. Now, here's what's funny. 2 years ago, I said I had to get a hernia surgery. I go in. They say, Kevin, it's not a hernia. It's this thing in the middle of your rib, you know, like ripped up. When you have muscles, you know, you got that little canal. They said your canal, that flex membrane is starting to give away a little bit, but there's nothing you can do. You can still work out, blah, blah, blah. It just may not look attractive. I'm like, I'm not going to have some little alien coming out of my stomach, because it looks like that when you work out. It goes up, and I don't like it. So anyway, I thought I had a hernia. They said, you don't have a hernia. So I held off training. I was going to go get a worldwide certification with a friend of mine for Krav Maga. Go fight, you know, for a week and yada yada. Isn't that no big deal? I mean, it is a big deal because it's a tough test. So I was going to go do this, and then, but I thought I had a hernia. Well, I didn't, and I picked up maybe 10, 12 pounds. So I started training again, and then I was hurting. I got sick at Mar-a-Lago, was coughing, could feel the cough on the right side of my abdomen. I go in, they do a CAT scan, they find out I have a hernia. So now I got to go get hernia surgery. But even knowing that I have to get hernia surgery, and I'll tell you, I can't lift right now, you know, do anything strenuous because I can feel it, even though I can still work out. I haven't been working out hard. But my point is this. Even in the time of lockdown, I have not become a chubby butt because I'm still working out. I'm on this machine I have. It's a Bowflex. And I'm doing my thing here, making sure I don't go into this operation where they got to cut through too many layers. You get what I'm saying? Here's one. Homeschooling's going well. Two students suspended for fighting and one teacher fired for drinking on the job. Love the homeschool humor during the time of the lockdown or the sequester or whatever we want to call it. Love it. I love this one. It was quarantine day 5. Called in my own bomb threat to the school. You know what I'm saying? That is just too fun. That's precious. That's precious funny right there. Called in a threat to your school. Are you teaching your own children's right now? Are you teaching your children's? Because if you're teaching your own children's, I'm telling you, you get an appreciation for teaching. My son, I'm trying to go and I'm like, hey, look, we're going to go over some writing. Because, you know, dad is an engineer and a writer. So I'm teaching this kid calculus. He's very young, but I'm teaching him calculus, right? And then I say, I'm going to teach you how to be a writer. These are two things I do well. I know math and I know, you know, writing. So we do calculus and he gets the concept. He's like, I get it, Dad. So we're working out problems and we're in Calc 1 right now. He's learning the fundamentals. So we're doing calculus. And once we get through doing that, I go, we're going to do some writing. So he's just kind of sitting there. He's got his hand on his chin, and he's looking at me like, you know, like, I cannot wait until I can go play Fortnite. And I'm like, dude, you ain't playing Fortnite until you get a lust for what we're doing here. Now, I'm explaining. You're going to need this. You're going to need it. And so he's bored. I get up and walk away. I just get up. And he comes back. He's like, Dad, I wasn't being bored. I just didn't understand the paragraph you read. I said, then ask questions. Ask questions. Don't make me call on a bomb threat. It's tough teaching your own children's. You know, and it's funny because, like, I teach in martial arts, but I got a special way I'm teaching in martial arts, because what I'm teaching him is defense right now. All he does is I just throw punches at him, and he's just got to get out of the way. He's just got to stay out of the way. Don't let my hands touch him, you know, and it's really cool to watch because he's getting much better. But here's the deal. When you stop doing things that are, quote, fun, and you're trying to teach fundamentals, do not teach your kid. Pay somebody. It's so much more worth it because they'll listen. I have a buddy. He is a professional baseball player, retired professional baseball player. His son will listen to me tell him about baseball and won't listen to his own dad. No lie. And his dad looks at me and goes, man, Kev, I tell him the same thing. Tell him the same thing, you know. His dad will tell me what to say to his son because, you know, this guy's forgotten more about baseball than I know. But it's just the way it is. So I don't know if you're homeschooling, if you suspended the kids or you've had to call in another parent, call in the parent to say, hey, your kid is a crazy kid. I don't know. What else we got on this list of stuff? I don't think anyone expected that when we changed clocks, we'd go from standard time to the twilight zone. That was pretty clever. How about this one? This morning, I saw a neighbor talking to her cat. It was obvious she thought the cat understood her. I came into the house and told my dog. We laughed a lot. Yeah, these are funny. My favorite, my body has, and this is what somebody wrote. My body has absorbed so much soap and disinfectant lately that when I pee, it cleans the toilet. That's pretty good. Ba-dum-bum. That's pretty good. So here's one. I love this one because this is another fatty. So after this quarantine, will the producers of My 600-Pound Life just find me, or do I find them? We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Have you considered that President Trump has actually revolutionized healthcare? He's changed it in ways that nobody even thought was possible. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I love this job sometimes in the sense that when you're trying to think about, what am I going to talk about today? How do we educate one another and have a good discussion? You look more introspectively at things than you do when you're just sort of going through. And I'm not making myself better than you by any stretch of the imagination. I love you people. You are brilliant. You give me amazing suggestions, what to talk about, things like that, and I'm happy to get them. So if you want to contact me on Facebook, Twitter, teapartycommunity.org, email, you name it, do it. Through the show, love to hear from you. Through the phone, love to talk to you. But anyway, so I'm thinking about this, and I was like, boy, we're watching healthcare sort of change. This whole thing. Now, leftists aren't going to discuss what President Trump's accomplished in healthcare in the time of the Chinese Wuhan crisis of their creation. But he truly has revolutionized it. And as with all government-subsidized entities, the healthcare system has operated inefficiently. We learned this through Barack Obama. Well, it was going on before Obama. Obama took a broken system and broke it even more and said, not only is it broken and you can barely use it, I'm going to charge you to use it. And, of course, the Supreme Court agreed with him because they got some bad pictures of Roberts. And he decided he was going to go with making you pay for a government, theoretical government service. And all it was the fleecing of you. That's what happened. So it was this, our system, healthcare system was bloated. It was overstaffed. It's disorganized. It's full of waste. It's full of fraud. But I want to talk about what the president has done during this time of the Chinese Wuhan crisis that his hasn't really been talked about. Now, he's worked with governors, many of whom quarantined their states. And then they said, okay, only essential businesses and workers need to come out to come out, you know, and do your jobs. And certainly one would think that hospitals were essential because in a time in a pandemic, you certainly have think there's going to be a run on all the hospitals and everybody's going to be sick, and forget about heart attacks and strokes and any other respiratory diseases not related to the pandemic. We got to shift resources. It's almost like there's a war. We stop making washing machines and say all the manufacturing is going to go to the war machine, which is what we did in World War II. All right? But we didn't do that. Yeah, hospitals were supposedly going to be overrun. That's what leftist governors reported. The media backed them up. But then what happened, folks, is you did this. You conservatives, we did this. You did a film your hospital campaign. And people were encouraged to drive by your local hospital and show what it looked like. Now, I can tell you, I didn't have to drive by my local hospital. My aunt, who's a quadriplegic and temporarily is living with me, she's going home, thankfully in a good way. She's going home because she's better. I would have to take her to the hospital. So I'm in, you know, this outfitted van with her wheelchair and the whole thing in there, taking her to the hospital. And I go there and I'm like, it's a ghost town. You go to clinics, it's a ghost town. So film your hospital. You're filming your hospitals all over creation going, where's the big run? Where's the pandemic? Well, it wasn't happening. And we proved the opposite. Now, the leftists responded, and I talked about this. The leftists responded, and they said, oh, well, you know, there's hospitals in New Orleans that were bursting at the seams. There were hospitals in New York, and they had trucks lined up, and they were taking the dead to the morgue and all this other stuff. Okay, great. Yeah, a couple of hospitals in major epicenters where the Chinese Wuhan virus broke out, sure, they had deaths. But let me just tell you, there are trucks at hospitals all over the country, in every single major city, that is loading up bodies every single day. Every single day, taking them to the morgue. That is the cycle of life. You don't think about it because you're not dealing with the dead, nor are you dead. And if you were dead, you wouldn't be thinking about it anyway. So, yeah, a couple of hospitals. And there were many cases of this virus that were breaking out in these cities because of poor management by the state and local governments. But the overwhelming majority of the country, hospitals look like parking lots. I mean, empty parking lot. If they had empty parking lot, I would tell you they look like morgues, but they didn't have as many bodies. Hospitals were idle for the most part. Yeah. One person described it. Ironically, despite warlike conditions in some cities, many hospitals across the U.S. are like ghost towns with floors of empty beds, shelter-in-place orders, postponed elective surgeries, and fear of going to the hospital have emptied these hospitals. This is prudent. But well-meaning patients worry that going to the hospital will take a much-needed bed for COVID patients who are not there yet. So what did this exercise in panic prove? That America has too much capacity. Even in the time of a pandemic, because that's what the leftists describe. Look, I'm using their words and their terms. We've got too much capacity. Sadly, many Americans canceled elective surgeries. I'm one of them. I told you guys, I canceled a hernia surgery. But hospitals, surgery centers, physicians, practices, they cut their hours, they cut their pay, they furloughed employees. And most of this was in response to the potential for the Chinese Wuhan patients that would never come. In many cases, the surgeries could have occurred. In my case, I can tell you, point blank, I went in, they did the CAT scan, I went to the second doctor, he says, yep, Kevin, I looked at the CAT scan, you got hernia, we were debating on where it was, what side it was on, and then he says, well, here's what's going to happen, when I go inside, we're going to fix everything. I was like, okay, cool. He goes, when do you want to go? Because he operates on Thursdays. Couldn't set it up. I waited. It wouldn't have mattered because if I picked the time that they gave me, they were going to shut me off anyway. So I couldn't get it done. So people were doing this. Doctors delaying surgery until later in the year. But as I said, my aunt took her to the doctor, and I'm looking at this stuff. And what ended up happening with her, just so I can follow on that story, she's a quadriplegic, she was doing telemedicine. They were like, well, listen, she's got at risk, you know, she's 77, they're going, she's at risk, so let's just do her next appointment, and they did it through telemedicine. You don't have to go see the doctor. Now, what do you save in productivity? Doctors might be able to see more patients. Both patient and doctor save time. You're not driving 30 minutes each direction to see the doctor. And worst case, and you know this happens, you're no longer waiting in the waiting room. So you got, you're at home, it's time for your appointment. Boom, you get on Zoom or Skype. Doctor asks a few questions. I'm not telling you this can't be done for everything. But think about this. Now, what just happened? What did I describe? Green doctors. They've gone green. You don't have to get in your car. You're not wasting gas. You're not wasting time. I mean, this is green energy all over the place. So in the time of Wuhan, we've greened up our medicine. You don't have to go in for everything. And productivity savings, gas savings, etc. I mean, this is all these things are big deals. The idea of not having to have all these medical professionals in the hospital industry, streamlining it, looking at the processes. You got to know Donald Trump is going to be looking at these processes and saying, you know what, we could have done this more efficiently. There are many things we could do to cross these various state lines. We cross state lines on a lot of different things. How fast do you think that we should have been able to get a medicine approved? I mean, Donald Trump got a medicine approved within weeks with the FDA, something we've come to grips with. Oh, it'll take a year to get the FDA to approve that. What about working with other nations on these different things, with all these different countries saying, this will work, try this. We've studied it as well. Now, Trump can say, we're not just going to rely on the FDA. We're going to look at what other countries have done, and then we'll make our determination. Goldwater passed right to try, so that gave him some ammunition to say, we can do this. If you're at a point where your lungs are full and you want to try chloroquine or whatever they call it, try it. You have a right to try. I think mostly what came out of this, though, is just Donald Trump looking at the response. He looked at what is the capacity during the time of a pandemic. I even heard that he's looking at setting up a COVID war bond, things like this. But he's now looking at it from a business perspective, and that can do only, it's only going to benefit us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.